Chapter 13, How God Educated Paul. This chapter is based on Paul remained certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God, who died for our sins according to the Scriptures, was buried, and rose again the third day. His arguments from prophecy were so conclusive that the Jews were confounded and unable to answer him. He who had journeyed to Damascus to persecute the believers was now preaching the gospel, strengthening its disciples, and bringing in new converts. Formerly known as a zealous defender of the Jewish religion, Paul could reason with extraordinary clearness, and by his withering sarcasm could place an opponent in no enviable light. Now the Jews saw this young man of unusual promise fearlessly preaching in the name of Jesus. A general slain in battle is lost to his army, but his death gives no strength to the enemy. But when a man of prominence joins the opposing forces, they gain a decided advantage. Saul might easily have been struck dead by the Lord, and much strength would have been withdrawn from the persecuting power. But God not only spared Saul's life but converted him, transferring a champion from the side of the enemy to the side of Christ. An eloquent speaker and a severe critic, Paul, with stern purpose and undaunted courage, possessed the very qualifications needed in the early church. All who heard him in Damascus were amazed. He declared that his change of faith had not been prompted by impulse, but by overwhelming evidence. He showed that the prophecies relating to the first advent of Christ had been literally fulfilled in Jesus of Nazareth. Paul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. But many hardened their hearts, and soon their astonishment at his conversion was changed into intense hatred. The opposition grew so fierce that Paul was not allowed to continue at Damascus. He went into Arabia, where he found a safe retreat.